In today's show, Bitcoin retest support with trader forecast and Bitcoin price dip to $55,000. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Dylan LeClaire, Rec Capital, and Crypto Ed. Also in today's show, Marathon Digital stock reaches 6-year high as company hodls $460 million in BTC. That's right, which is primarily from mining and purchases since last year. Also in today's show, crypto analyst says Bitcoin and altcoins are gearing up for massive moves this month of November. As tech dev shares here, alts are about to make life-changing moves with this epic parabolic finale this month. And he also shares that Bitcoin is gearing up towards $84,000. Also in today's show, here's what can add $700,000 to the price of Bitcoin, according to ARK Invest. Kathy Wood, in a new interview, she says that institutional investors and emerging markets can send the price of Bitcoin surging to $760,000 per BTC. And quoting her right here, if institutions were to allocate 5% of their portfolios globally, excluding China, then the use case alone would be $500,000 in addition to the $60,000 in Bitcoin's price. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest from Plan B creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, as well as this analysis on Plan B's chart, which lines up nicely with this $450,000 to $520,000 Bitcoin price target. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin's currently correcting, while Ether and many of the alts are breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. Not only can you trade Bitcoin, Ether, as well as the top cryptos, you can also trade physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase custody with a $320 million insurance policy. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. The only caveat, this is only available to those in the United States. So to take advantage of this as well as receive your first month absolutely free, go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA today and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin denied the bulls their big break on November 4th as sideways action dragged the market ever closer to $60,000, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 1-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin back below $62,000 this morning. The pair saw a difficult 24 hours after hitting local highs above $64,000 and finally bouncing at $60,000 in a brief but significant dip. And as Dylan LeClaire shares right here, total Bitcoin supply held by entities with 1 to 10 BTC is at a new all-time high of 1.647 million BTC. As you can see right here in this chart, incoming Bitcoin supply shock, let's go. And he also tweeted right below that, the plebs continue to stack. That's right, where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at, continue stacking that BTC. And while some suggested the price action was a gift to investors looking to add to their Bitcoin stash before the further upside, analysts were more focused on the longer time frames. Checking out this tweet from crypto analyst Rec Capital, Bitcoin retest has been successful for 3 weeks in a row thus far. That's right, the charts don't lie. And as Crypto Ed shares here, Bitcoin plus ETH thoughts, it's unfolding exactly as I expected. Bitcoin completed its bounce to $64,000 and ETH cycle reached 4,600 plus. Pulling back now has to be seen if we indeed go that deep. When right, Bitcoin at 55,000 and ETH 37 to 3,800. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And while unpalpable as an outcome, a trip to the $50,000 range has long been on the table, with Bitcoin still able to keep its overall bullish trajectory as a result. Now let's talk about the altcoin market, which has been surging like a mofo. They continue to tag team and hit new all-time highs in a curious departure from Bitcoin's uninspiring short-term performance. performance. On Thursday, it was the turn of Ether to cool from its new peak, while Solana surged higher to outperform the rest of the top 10 cryptos by market cap. And right here, you're looking at the Solana 1 hour candle chart. And before I break down our next story of the day, Marathon Digital stock reaches 6-year high as company hodls $460 million in BTC, as well as crypto analysts says Bitcoin and altcoins are gearing up for massive moves this month of November, as well as here's what could add $700,000 to the price of Bitcoin, according to ARK Invest. Kathy Wood, and I shared the latest updates from Plan B, as well as this analysis on Plan B's chart. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin currently correcting down 1% for the day, trading just under $62,000. We have Ether up 0.32%, trading just above $4,500. Solana broke out to a new all-time high yesterday and entered price discovery mode, currently up 6%, trading just above $240. We also have Polkadot up almost 6% for the day, trading above $53, while Cardano, Dogecoin, Shiba are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. United States-based crypto mining company Marathon Digital Holdings holds more than $460 million in the king of all crypto, mainly from mining and purchases since last year. And according to a Tuesday report, the mining firm said it had been hodling all Bitcoin generated from its mining operations, roughly 2,640 BTC since the last sale in October 2020. And in addition, Marathon Digital purchased more than 4,812 BTC in January, when the price of the crypto asset was under $35,000. And with Bitcoin currently trading at about $62,000, that gives the mining firm 7,453 Bitcoin holdings, a value of roughly $462 million. Now, the company has continued to ramp up its mining operations despite global supply chain issues affecting the distribution of crypto mining rigs. Marathon Digital reported it had chartered planes for some of that 42,381 ASIC miners currently in its possession, allowing the firm to produce more than 417 BTC in October. Not too shabby. The majority of the miners are currently being used at the firm's facility in Montana, while 12,331 rigs are pending deployment at the Compute North facility in Texas. Meanwhile, shares of Marathon Digital Holdings under ticker MARA also surged to more than $63 on November 3rd, marking highs not seen since May of 2015. The crypto mining stock has since fallen to $61.36 at the time of this publication. And the mining firm announced in May it plans to achieve 70% carbon neutrality for its operations, despite plans to scale up with the deployment of more than 90,000 previously purchased miners. And according to Marathon Digital, it expects the fleet of 133,000 miners to produce a hash rate of roughly 13.3 exahashes per second by 2023. Let's freaking go. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto analyst says Bitcoin and altcoins are gearing up for massive moves this month of November, as well as here's what can add $700,000 to the price of Bitcoin, according to ARK Invest. Kathy Wood, and I shared the latest from Plan B, as well as this analysis on Plan B's chart. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting above $2.7 trillion, with about $135 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance on the decline at 42.9%, with the Ether dominance on the climb at 19.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have IOTX leading the pack, up 93%, trading at 14.6 cents. Telcoin up 31%, trading at 2.6 cents. And AMP up about 25%, trading at 7 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 73 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 76 in extreme greed, last week a 66, and last month a 59 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. One particular metric indicates altcoins could be primed for massive moves, according to Synonymous crypto analyst Tech Dev. Shout out to Tech Dev. The popular trader tells his 132,000 Twitter followers that the altcoin market cap relative strength index, known as the RSI, which tracks the momentum of an asset, is following historical patterns and making the altcoin market look bullish. right now, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Very interesting. Total altcoin market cap also looks to be in a 2-week RSI channel. Its entire history seems to be following the pattern of two taps on top line, followed by a third marking the altcoin market peak. Massive alt moves ahead. As you can see right here in this chart, it shows where we're currently at right before the parabolic action. And he also shares this chart and says this is likely the month that alts begin their moves that ultimately change lives. And looking at this chart, it shows you the altcoin market cap surging from around $1 trillion all the way up to $7 trillion in an epic parabolic finale here in November. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this chart. Now, TechDev is also bullish on Bitcoin, of course, saying the largest crypto asset by market cap looks poised to break towards $84,000, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin Daily looks poised to begin its move up to $84,000, and it compares the 2017 bull run to that of this year in 2021. Now, check this out. TechDev also shared this chart illustrating how Bitcoin's price movements this year has mirrored that of Bitcoin in 2017 and gold in the 1970s, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Quite the month ahead for Bitcoin. About to find out which path we're on. As you can see right here in this chart, let me know which path you feel the Bitcoin price action is currently on. And he also pointed this out in his most recent tweet. Don't forget the trustly gold fractal, whose market cap Bitcoin has mirrored for 56 weeks. If that continues, we peak out around end of January / early February. And he also shared this a couple of weeks back. 200 to 300,000 of Bitcoin looks almost to program. That's right. So send it. And before I break down our final story of the day, here's what can add $700,000 to the price of Bitcoin, according to ARK Invest. Kathy Wood, and I shared the latest update from Plan B, created the Bitcoin stock to flow model, as well as this analysis on Plan B's chart. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 980 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, and we just surpassed 20,000 daily downloads, so let's get it, as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is CryptoNewsYes. And you could also follow me on Facebook, TikTok, and Telegram. So if you're not in my private crypto Telegram chat, be sure to do so and join us right now. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. ARK Invest CEO Kathy Wood, shout out to Kathy Wood, says that institutional investors in emerging markets can send the price of Bitcoin surging to $760,000. In a new interview with Saxo Bank CIO Steen Jacobson and head of equity strategies Peter Garnery, Wood explains why Bitcoin is the new asset class that institutions have been looking for. Quoting Wood here, the correlation of return here is very, very low relative to any other asset base. The highest correlation between Bitcoin and other assets is real estate, and that's 0.3. That's the highest. And if you look at the others, very low correlations, this is what institutional investors are seeking, which says that the emerging markets are likely to embrace Bitcoin, particularly after El Salvador implemented the flagship crypto as a form of legal tender back in September. And quoting her here, Bitcoin is the first private, global, rules-based monetary system that the world has ever known. We believe that what's happening in El Salvador is unbelievable. We believe emerging markets are going to embrace Bitcoin. Many of them have corrupt regimes, and they don't trust their monetary authorities. They don't trust their politicians generally. And so we think emerging markets are a huge use case here. Preach. Wood says that Bitcoin could go up by an astronomical $700,000 if emerging markets and institutions embrace the digital asset worldwide. Emerging markets would add an additional $200,000 in value, with institutions adding $500,000 more. And quoting her again here, that use case alone will add, I believe the number is $200,000. If it were adopted fully throughout the emerging markets, excluding China, that would account for $100,000 to $200,000. And if institutions were to allocate 5% of their portfolios globally, excluding China, that use case alone would be $500,000 in addition to the $60,000 in Bitcoin's price. So there you have it. Do you agree with ARK Invest Kathy Wood that we can see a $760,000 Bitcoin price? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, checking out the latest from Plan B, he recently shared relative strength index 72 Bitcoin. looking strong. Now here's what all that means. In normal markets, RSI less than 30 means buy, and RSI greater than 70 means sell. In Bitcoin, RSI hardly ever goes below 45, and RSI can go as high as 95 because Bitcoin has a continuous upward trend. RSI greater than 50. Currently, Bitcoin RSI is 72. Bitcoin is also in monthly close all-time high mode in color red. Very interesting, which is very bullish to say the least. And checking out the latest from Miles Kratov, he said, some analysis on Plan B's chart lines up nicely with my $450,000 to $520,000 Bitcoin current target. Take it as you will. And as you can see in this chart, it's the Bitcoin daily stock to flow in price. 2017 was the diminished return cycle, and yet price peaked into the light blue zone, as you can see that right here in this chart. And 2021 has shown increased returns thus far. Thus, we expect it to also peak to the high end of the light blue zone. Only this time, that light blue zone is between $450,000 and $520,000. And he also says, see my model for more info on increased returns this cycle. And he also says my model originally posted on September 6th, as you can see right here. I'll also include this in the show notes below the video in the description for you to reference and check out for yourself. Now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin retest support with trader forecasting a Bitcoin price dip to $55,000. Also in today's show, we discuss Marathon Digital stock reaching 6-year high as the company hodls $460 million in BTC. Also in today's show, crypto analyst Tech Dev says Bitcoin and altcoins are gearing up for massive moves this month of November. And we also discuss, here's what can add $700,000 to the price of Bitcoin, according to ARK Invest, Kathy Wood. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Lawrence Abramoff. I appreciate the super chat contribution. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. He wrote, so just found out today. Number one, Australia's largest bank will allow the trading of crypto soon. And number two, Bitcoin Taproot scheduled for November 16th. Let's freaking go. That's right. Less than 2 weeks away. Taproot, let's go. And our next feature comment comes from the Mr. James, who wrote, hey JV, your show is the first 16 minutes of my listening day every day on the drive to work for the past 8 months. Keep up the no-nonsense bullish energy, my dude. Respect from Brisbane, Australia. See you on the moon. Hey, Mr. James, thanks for tuning in, Daily Fam. Greatly appreciate it. Big up to Australia. Big news shared in Australia today for crypto adoption. Q4 moon time. Let's go. And our third and final feature comment of the day comes from BitBud, quoting Satoshi. Bitcoins have no dividend or potential future dividend. Therefore, not like a stock, more like a collectible or commodity. So there you have it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. You can get set up and actually receive your first month absolutely free. They also have a special promo running right now. Get $100 in free Bitcoin from iTrust by completing the following three steps. Step number one, register here. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Step number two, confirm your email. And step number three, fund your account. That's it. And yes, $100 in real BTC, absolutely free. This particular free BTC offer is currently only available in the United States. So please keep that in mind. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.